Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to this podcast number 740. It's a hostful intro. Is it?
Oh, Jonah's not available right now.
You're Jonah.
What?
You are Jonah. You are literally available because you're Jonah and you're talking.
This is a common mistake.
I'm Zool.
What?
Yeah, man. I'm Zool.
Minion of Gozer?
Wait.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the grifter who pretends he's Zool.
Ah. Yeah.
Classic. Zool. Gozer and me go way back. Yeah. Yeah, you used to party with that guy.
You're going to have to choose a form of a destructor. Or, something that could never hurt anybody.
Hey, my friend, the gatekeeper?
Yep. That's right. You're the keymaster?
No, he's Zool.
Oh, you're Zool, so then you must be the keymaster.
I'm the keymaster.
Oh, man, I'm the gatekeeper? That means I get fucked by you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Shit.
That's how we're going to find out you're not a Terminator. Find out what that joke means in a later episode.
Fucking planning seeds.
Just like in a Terminator. Find out in a later episode. So much fun. Well, that's the best idea ever, to just start planting seeds for things. Now... let's go to the Nerdist Community Corkboard with Kyle Clark.
We got one for this one. It's the Afterglow Film Festival, and it is in Grenada, Mississippi. And it's super cool. It was created by two teenage girls, two sisters, Isabel.
Here I am.
And Christina Kinder.
The Grenada Film Festival.
16 is the second year they run the festival. They had 300 submissions last year from 50 different countries around the world. Pretty super cool stuff. You can get all the information for this year's at GranadaAfterglow.com. I just think it's kind of cool that like two teenage kids were like, we should throw a film festival.
And I agree with you.
Nice of them to pay for this.
They didn't pay for this. No, this is just free for the community, man.
It went into community chest, and then
you're thinking of the game Monopoly. And this is just a community service that we provide for Nerdist listeners.
Perfect my strategy, Jonah.
Take a chance.
The new album by Mike Kroll, Turkey, is out on Merch Records, and it is very good. I suggest people check it out.
Also, The Hive is now out on VOD. The Nerdist presents The Hive.
VOD.
David Yarovesky's movie, which is a blast, a horror movie. It's on iTunes and wherever you get movies. Download it and download it now. Watch it and say nice things about it.
We'll wait.
But
did you like it?
Hey,
press pause now. 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Can you believe that?
Holy shit!
Wow.
I just made that up.
Oh, oh man,
wow.
We all got it.
Real excited for a minute there.
But let's say that it is.
Those are Rupert numbers.
Rupert. Good reference. This episode is Matt Bronger, who's promoting his stand-up special, Big Dumb Animal. It is currently for sale and on Netflix. Also, his upcoming tour dates and tickets can be found at mattbronger.com. And he is at Bronger on Twitter, Braunger. Also, his podcast, Ding Donger with Matt Bronger, right here on the Nerdist Network.
He's one of the best.
Coming at your faces soon.
Honestly.
Here's the Nerdist Podcast number 740. Katie, roll the thing.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
What is this? Is this like a
laser disc?
What? It's a laser disc.
And the Criterion Collection. The Criterion Collection of Big Dumb Animal. Yeah, yeah.
Shot in 70 millimeter.
All he's doing is just coming up with new tags for his own material. It's commentary track.
All the words.
Well, I think what I could have done here is...
This kind of goes nowhere. Mostly relies on a silly accent.
We spent $30 million to make this comedy album. Totally worth it. We'll never recover the funds.
I'm really in deep hawk, so so much debt.
I mean, we're gonna have to make $60 million just to break even.
Just to break even,
but I think it's gonna be worth it.
You thought selling laser discs was the way to go?
No,
to do that,
you gotta gotta bring that shit back.
I thought I'd call on the album Waterworld, and no one laughed at their label. They're like, that's too close. To the bone.
How
the postman?
How so? When did Big Dumb Animal come out? It came out a little while ago.
A little while ago, yeah. Yeah. It was on. Comedy Central first. Are we going?
Yeah.
Everyone says that. God damn. Yeah. I fell in the trap again. I'm that asshole. Are we going right now?
It's a tiger trap.
I should have just thought ahead and just... I always want to come on here and say something intensely personal, you know? Just like, I think it's a rash. I can't tell if it stings or it itches. Oh, are we...
Oh, my God.
No, it came out earlier this year.
I mean, right there is where my dad used to fuck me. Are we on right now?
We're on right now.
Chris, why are you pointing to your hip?
What?
You pointed a weird place for your dad to fuck you.
Oh, yeah, my dad was very clumsy. Yeah. Yeah, he was a clumsy
molester. He loved Crash.
Yeah.
You were...
Oh, you didn't really... If you don't get that joke, watch the movie Crash. Look for Rosanna Arquette specifically, and then come back and hysterically.
And it brought Los Angeles together.
Yeah,
is that the Crash you meant?
Not a problem here.
No, that was the other Crash.
Wait, I didn't see either one of them. I thought they were the same thing, right? It's where
there's one about
people in Los Angeles are so far apart we can never meet each other,
turned on,
and so we crash cars and fuck each other across racial levels.
And that's
am I combining?
That broke down a lot of barriers. Both
no, it really could be like
barriers.
Part one, part two.
Yeah. There's nothing to do with...
It's Casino Royale, Padre Salas.
The second Crash is actually Crash 2. And the freaks and fetishists that wasn't watching. Oh, they're bringing it back. I wonder if the guy's got sex.
Well, I think their sex fetishes, they couldn't get them quite realized, so they turned to racism.
I think what they thought racial angst was like someone's fetish and really missed the mark, because that doesn't turn on
ethnic
anyone.
Race, car race, huh, guys?
I like how you say that doesn't turn on anyone, as though car crashes should.
It's been proven by a movie. I forget what it's called.
I just like watching...
Oh, you're thinking of Mr. Gregorian's Wonder Report.
I like watching races just sexually clash into one another.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that solves race relations and problems, I think, if we just headlong into each other.
Just put like a white dude and a black lady and an Asian dude in a car, wreck it, and just let them fuck each other.
Someone's into financial crashes.
I thought you were
going to
say go-karts, and they all just take hard lefts on the track and just slam each other into the mid-range area.
They just
right
fuck
in the
each
middle.
Other in the tires.
Yeah, and then they fuck.
All those tires.
Because it's go-karts, so you don't, you're not really hurt.
No,
you just shook
it's
up.
Fine.
You're,
like, you're still...
Oh, my head.
You're
you can
still
like,
very fuckable.
What am I doing
after a go-kart
slowly
wreck?
Take your genitals out? Oh, I don't know what I'm doing right now. This crash was so crazy.
One guy
I just walked away.
Oh, is that your breast?
One guy could only get off by bumping the UFOs from original Disneyland into each other. It's very specific.
Yeah,
fetish.
It starts getting... They're yeah, start becoming sub-fetishes.
Now we're opening doors that we judge guys beating off on the teacup ride.
Hey, guys, I just got here. Is there a submarine fuckers line?
No. Oh, but there's a great big beautiful tomorrow over here.
That's the guy that's screwed. He's not a pedophile, but Disneyland gives him such a boner and just makes him jizz so hard.
It's a guy who likes to jerk off like as Innovations is spinning, which is not there anymore.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. He just keeps screaming, it's the rides. It's not the kids. It's the rides.
It's the rides. Come on. I don't care if the park is empty. I just want to fuck these rides.
That's why I'm wearing this blindfold.
Cock
it
to
Mars. I'm not looking at your kids.
There was a documentary on Channel 4 documentary from England about this woman who was in love. It was the documentary is called "I Married the Eiffel Tower." It's about women and men who are into inanimate objects.
April Richardson has a whole bit about this. About
one of them was this German woman was in love with this German amusement park ride called 1001 Nacht.
Yes,
and it's essentially like I think it's like a pirate ship. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that sort of ride.
Did she have like love feelings for it or sexual feelings for it?
Both.
And
there's one part where they go to the theme park and it's empty, and she like just runs her hand into the into one of the greased parts, and then starts rubbing the grease on her face.
Oh, so it's basically like so
it's
she's
a delight.
Into-
One of my favorite things.
So it's like Shiza porn for amusement park rides.
She was
And oil would be the Shiza of a ride.
Yeah, she was like showing her friend this.
That is the friendliest scat magazine you're gonna find. So don't be Shiza. It's a guy looking around the corner. He's got a coy look in his face. They hire hot models.
My
Shiza. Is this okay?
It's okay.
Oh, mein Frau ist nein Shiza.
Don't be Shiza.
Well, there's one part in that where she.
That's so terrible.
I sense a meme with my Frongers.
Oh, no, no. I threw myself to meme hell.
But there's a part in that video that I always loved where she is showing the woman who's in love with the Eiffel Tower. They're at her apartment, and she is showing her a YouTube video, which is like this EDM remix with shots of the ride that someone else
really?
Had
made.
Wow.
And she's just like,
are these people, is this just basically a snapshot of their lives, or does someone try to counsel them out of this?
Why would you need to counsel them out of it?
Well, because
you're going to literally hit a wall. It's not even a figurative wall.
You're
going to
hit a wall.
You can't fuck
a wall is one of the legs of the Eiffel Tower.
The definition of true love is it's mutual. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I think I'm wrong.
Well, and also with the amusement park thing, who wants to date someone that everyone else is riding all the time?
Come on.
Come on, ladies.
That just shows she's got a little bit of forgiving perspective, I would say, with something that's really been around.
It's a hoot. Watch that documentary.
Oh, I will. Yeah.
Do they treat him seriously, or does it?
Yes. Okay. There's also that's one guy, good. The car fucker guy. He fucks
so respectfully like
he's
that.
He's
like pointing
you know,
at Chris, like not that it's Chris, but you know him.
You know,
yeah. Glenn.
You know
he's
right,
always
Glenn.
In the Chevron.
Yeah.
This guy, the hilarious thing about this guy is he was in love. He's in love with like a '67 Volkswagen Beetle. And
Kirby.
He also.
Hey, let's be honest. I'm like a thick lady myself.
His first sexual experience was with Airwolf.
What?
The helicopter?
Wait.
Yes. And he
Oh, wait, the show. He watched the show.
No, but he fucked the helicopter.
He fucked the real Airwolf?
Yeah, and as you know.
Oh, I would do that.
You
that's pretty
red.
Go down from there.
As you know.
That's too much. It'd be like us in our teens getting like Christie Brinkley or something.
I don't think Airwolf could go down worse.
Well, Airwolf, as you know, crashed at an air show.
Oh.
It was no more, so this guy felt a lot of remorse missing his
I didn't know Airwolf crashed at a show.
Airwolf's
and I just made that joke, and I had no idea.
No,
when did that happen?
I would say early 90s. Katie could look it up, but she won't.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I'll look it up.
That is terrible.
Katie, just type guy who fucked Airwolf. Guy who fucked Airwolf. Go ahead. It's got to be like...
Look, was that on Facebook? The
How
romantic
does the car
perspective? Settles down with a VW Beetle.
Well, how? I mean,
of course, that's on Barstool.
How does that
Sports.
Beetle feel
Love
after
it.
That? Like, that's the headline.
Now, guys, I don't
you know
what
if
mean?
This like, is. If you or I get married, congratulations. By
oh,
the
thank
way,
you very much. Thank you.
But put it this way: your headline did not read "Man Who's Fucked an Exact Number 89 Women."
Finally
settles down with this. You know.
Yeah. By the way, maybe this is a good time to. And it's sort of related, but I really want to fuck Earwolf. I don't know.
Yeah.
If
yeah. I'll fuck Wolf Pop. You fuck Earwolf.
I just want to fuck all wolves.
I just want to fuck.
There he is.
Dangerous.
Him with Herbie the Love Bug.
Oh,
oh my God!
Taking love.
His Take former partner.
Oh.
So I didn't know. I didn't know it was Herbie.
Herbie? He's gay?
What?
Come on, man. You telling me?
Come okay. on.
I'm fine with this guy fucking all kinds of cars. Not a milk
not
car.
Not a milk
too.
Car.
Right now, a milk
you
car.
Put a bra on that car.
That's how dick
his name is Herbie.
Doesn't go
it's
in a
short
milk car.
For Herbert.
Jesus said, man shall not lie down with male car. He says it.
It'd be amazing if they sold cars like that. It's like, well, oh, this is beautiful. Is this a female? It's not.
Oh.
Oh.
Gender. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah.
It'd be like when you get a masseuse.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, I'll have
all
a...
those guys that are like,
yeah.
It's funny. You get older, you're like, yeah, I want a man with strong hands.
Yeah.
Work out the kinks.
Give a fuck.
Yeah.
Jerk that
younger,
dick
you're
right
like...
off.
I like a rough, calloused fist in a nice jack shot.
I don't want you to rip it off, but I want you to come real fucking close.
What do you mean, intimidated?
Sure,
can you
right
just put your face right by mine and whisper intimidating things while you punch me in the balls?
That was a massage.
That was a great massage.
I need you to whisper the plot of the last season of Airwolf.
The guy who doesn't know what a massage is because all his life he's just been brutalized by
some dude. Yeah, it's just like a male masseuse is jerking you off while going,
I want it to sound like Airwolf's taking off of my crotch. Faster.
All right. Like, I don't have a TV or a stereo, but I can sing the Airwolf whatever song while I do it.
And if you're really rich, J. Michael Vincent will come in and do it for you.
You don't have to be that rich to get J. Michael Vincent to come
Probably not.
Can I already tell you guys, we're only 10 minutes in, how much I love this podcast?
This
so
is fun.
Far.
I mean, this is fun. I'd miss this.
I am so delighted.
I'd miss this
right now. This is like going to the gym.
Covered some ground. Covered some real ground.
Yeah, okay. We just did abs. We just did brain abs. Yeah. Let's go for the pull-up bar. You guys.
He's got the mental image of someone putting his phallus. Like, where does it in the gas chute? Like,
in the Airwolf, I suppose you go with. There's two.
And it's called a gas chute.
There's two exhaust ports.
Tank
on Airwolf, if I remember correctly.
Oh, you can't.
But do exhaust they try ports. To fuck it or do they like
so
masturbate
hot?
While touch
skin? You'd singe the skin off your cock so
well,
bad.
Well, I think ideally
cauterize your dick hole
like,
shut.
Oh, I really want to fuck that helicopter. I gotta wait. Wait a couple hours.
Swear to day. Well, no, then it's sleeping. That feels wrong.
Yeah, it does. See, there's a good point. You have to get consent. And how
Such
do you get a consent
point.
From a helicopter?
Such a good point.
It starts up. How's it? I don't know. Someone tell me.
Hey, buddy, you want to do this?
I don't know, but are they fucking these things or are they just masturbating near them?
No, they're
right.
fucking them. They're but usually fucking
how?
The tailpipe is usually the way to
tailpipe.
Go. I believe that man fucks the tailpipe. Katie.
Katie, first of all, you seem delighted.
Katie, yeah. There's a scene where the documentary crew is staying at the same motel as this guy, and they catch him through the blinds fucking a car in the parking lot.
Are you serious?
They catch him?
Yeah.
Man.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You got to kind of really be fine with public displays of sexual affection. You know,
well,
there's no...
To be
not
fair...
Most cars you'd be into wouldn't be in a garage. They're not going to drive you there. So...
Mm-hmm. No, but he's fucking this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the image burned in my brain.
I don't know what's worse, to just walk up and fuck it or to kiss it for a while first and pretend it has bosom
or
whatever.
I think that guy's weirder. The guy that just kisses it for a little bit, like the really long car foreplay.
Yeah. No, it's a 4x4 play. 4x4. #carsex.
Jennifer, check out
the
4x4.
Emma and I, we have to do this quick.
After hundreds of cars. Hundreds.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to see like where the romance factors in and where it's just like a sexual.
Yeah,
like it's just need to get off this way versus I'm in love with this.
How
entity.
And not to take it back to Crash, but
take
like
it.
Is that where it started? Like a car just ran into him. And instead of being turned off by his shattered legs and pelvis, he was just like...
His uncle's creepy car touched him when he was a kid.
That's how it got...
His uncle's Buick.
His uncle used to just roll Hot Wheels over his body when he was a kid.
Oh, no!
Yeah, there's an
image for you. That made it real! That made it too real!
I'm a scientist. I try to get down to why.
You're not any kind of scientist. You're literally not a scientist.
I'm not a scientist. I'm glad you're here. Chris, to call me on my shit, because I will say, no, I'm a doctor. He's not.
I will practice science if someone's not there to tell me not to.
Do not let Bronger say he's a doctor.
Listen to him.
He's not.
He's nothing.
I'm a mechanic. Let me look at it.
I'm a mechanic. I'm a mechanic and a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
And,
I'm a VW gynecologist. Let me take a look under that.
Oh, well, your emissions are being faked.
I have a goddamn 2010 TDI Volkswagen.
Not only Volkswagens, but also most of the Audis, too.
Is that right?
Yeah. The parent company is Volkswagen.
It's pretty genius, though, when you like the way that they... That the car was essentially aware that it was being tested.
Yep.
And then that's when it was... I mean, in a way, you kind of... It's fucked up, but you kind of go, it's pretty clever.
I don't know if they're going to give
me all my money back. Did they pass the test? Yes.
That's all that matters.
It is like it's golden seal for your car, you know, passing a drug test, basically.
That's all you need to do. Passing
a piss test.
God damn it. It's pretty... I mean...
It's like the, what was it, the urinator? The Wizinator. Remember the
Wizinator?
Yeah.
And then there was Tommy Chong's Urine Luck. You can order that through High Times to pass. That's not a joke. That's what the product's called.
Oh, I thought that was a magazine that came with Don't Be Shiza.
That is the Golden Shower magazine.
And you also get a free subscription to You're in Luck.
You're in luck.
I thought you said Adobe. With a guy giving a Adobe Shiza.
Yeah, Adobe Shiza.
Time to update your Adobe Shiza.
Yeah, that's where they.
Oh boy. Oh, it's always asking for
updates. Do I have to? I don't want to click agree. No.
I don't need to see all the developers' names at the beginning.
Yeah.
All the people in the minutes.
Poor Germany.
Poor Germany. No one's ever said that in the history of humanity. No one's ever said poor Germany.
Look, in this instance, it's just that thing where do we have a word in English that we get made fun of for our predilection for something incredibly filthy? You know what I mean? That's like only, I don't know.
I don't know. Is it close to Schadenfreude?
I think you're thinking Schadenfreude. Thanks, everybody.
Ah, yes. Schadenfreude, where you shit on Freud to get a boner. So tell me about your mother. Oh, God, why? Oh, come on. And now you jerk off.
Every time.
Oh, wait. Let me make notes.
Schadenfreude is when you take a dump and you didn't realize someone was underneath you, but then you look and you don't like them.
And you enjoy that.
Yeah.
The prestige.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
No, the prestige is where you create an exact duplicate of yourself using electricity, and then you jerk off to it.
Right.
Oh, I'm into that.
Yeah.
All those cool dead top hats.
Yeah, all the dead Jackmans. My high school band.
Dead Jackmans.
Yeah. What do you? Anyway,
Matt Bronger is here.
Here I am.
Okay, so now we'll start.
Okay, now we'll start. Okay. Just cut all that stuff.
We'll cut all that
That'll
stuff
ruin
out.
My life.
We'll cut all of that out.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
Are you touring right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the Ding Donger tour right now. That's the big... I did the same thing last year where I just had a different name, but I just did a bunch of non-traditional comedy venues throughout the country. So this week is the Washington run. I'm doing Bellingham and Tacoma.
Oh, Bellingham's nice.
Is it? Yeah, I've never been. I've been it's all really over nice. Washington, just never there. But yeah, and the special was on Comedy Central and is kind of still, and now it's on Netflix too.
Oh, cool.
So people can just pull it up and watch it all the little long day.
That's fantastic. And when they go see you, they're going to be seeing totally different
Comedy. Different. Yeah, I don't do any
That's
that
the
stuff.
Thing to remember is that you can do all that material. Mm. You shoot your special, and you have a couple months where you can still do that material. And then once the new tour starts, that's it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, if someone's like, oh, can you, you know, sometimes you do that thing where I did Bumbershoot, one of my first festivals I ever did a lot of years ago, and it was with Patton Oswalt, and he did an hour and change and was like, hey, any requests? People were calling stuff out. And like a year or two later, I was doing a college, and I did my hour or whatever, and I was like, hey, any requests? Dead silence. Like, the kids they liked me but did not know any of my shit.
Oh, that's great. Thing where, like, that's who am I? Green light to go do old material.
I know. I should have, like, because on the classics. But, you can't. You got to give up.
Eggly Bagel Face.
Yes, what again?
You got to jump into Eggly Bagel Face.
No.
When you get a chance. By the way, have you seen the pictures of Letterman online?
No. What's going on?
Well, he just did that thing that I guess all talk show hosts do when they stop
working. Beard?
Oh. Fucking he looks... Like a crazy prospector. Hermit. Can you pull it up, Katie?
When Attack of the Show got canceled, I started growing a beard.
Oh, that's right.
And then after I left,
I just
started growing a giant.
Let me see. Yeah.
Why is he?
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Oh, he's the best. Santa.
He looks like the guy that gave that dude the wrong cup at the end of Last Crusade.
He chose poorly.
Poorly. I'm so bored. Like, I wish that guy would just say that. Like, I've been in this room for so long.
I mean, when you
tell me a story.
When you do something every day for 30 years, and then all of a sudden you just don't.
Man.
I'm sure part of you feels like, oh, I'll have all this free time. Oh, I'll have all this free time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, he's got
to be strange.
That guy's busy. He's got his racing team. He's got, got a kid.
Got a production company.
Got Worldwide Pants.
Worldwide Pants,
around.
Yeah.
He's busy. He's got shit to do.
I know, but still.
It's still, I mean, anytime you go on, like, just a vacation where you don't have, you've done that where you just go someplace, you don't do any comedy, and it's just, like, days and days and days. And it's great, but then after a while, you're just like, oh, God, I got to get back on the horse. Like, I'm sure that at least part of him is feeling that way, even though it might not be the natural way to feel. He should just be like, fuck it.
His grocery list is always 10.
It's always 10. It's always 10 items.
It's just top 10 things Dave should get in the grocery store.
Number two is a much better item than number one.
And always, for some reason, number one's always Jeff Galooly.
I feel like his bit about what he's doing now, and if someone asked him, you're just like, we're like, hey, what are you doing over the show? He's like, just been hanging out at the Cinnabon. Like, you just say something like that. Like, that's just something someone does.
Man, I saw a joke online that so much reminded me of you that I wanted to tell you about it. But I was, sadly, Duckman is not available on VOD anywhere.
Correct.
Someone did point to it to me, though, that there is a Duckman YouTube channel that has every episode. There is a Duckman YouTube channel, and so I watched an episode last night. I just picked one at random. Uh-huh. It was somewhere in the 50s, and it's one where Duckman wants to have a – he thinks they're going to throw him a surprise birthday party, and no one does. But in the very beginning, Cornfed is on the phone calling into some political talk radio show, and he launches into this – he starts into this diatribe, and halfway through, he just goes – Baba booey, baba booey, baba booey, and then hangs up. But in Cornfed's voice.
Yes.
That's so great.
It is that show was so far ahead of its time.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was on after Weird Science on USA.
Shows like that, and like you know, the old Ren and Stimpy and stuff, like I feel like it's kind of where people were let to write the way we would write if we were allowed to write.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can write whatever we want.
Get a Life is like that.
But
too.
Like, yes, exactly. Where it's kind of just like you're obviously, you know, Chris was obviously not getting a million notes.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he was, he's going, no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go on Letterman and eat the dog food and not give the dog the dog food. You know, like those moments where you're just like, no. Like, that would get shot down in a heartbeat. Yeah. He's just like, and the same thing with Duckman. It's just like, oh, you guys, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, like that too.
Well, yeah, but back then, USA, I mean, they just sort of let it.
Well, I think here's the situation I think we're falling into now. I think we're going to get back to that place a little bit because then it was... At that time, it was sort of like cable was a fresh new outlet, and there was less oversight. Yeah. And now with these online shows, you can sort of just...
But they're so... But cable's doing that, too. I mean, although cable is going to start to get more networky because they're becoming so successful.
It already is.
Yeah.
It already is.
It's the processes aren't going to be as easy as they used to be. But yeah, internet... I mean, as soon as web... I mean, it is, but as soon as the platforms are... truly united.
Yeah.
And not just sort of united.
Right.
The way that they are now.
What are we at now? Web 5.0?
Web 5.0. Yeah.
What's the 0.0 right now?
What are we doing?
Go to, like,
what are we at now? 2.0 was a big deal. Remember that?
We're at Leopard.
0.5? Something 0.5? Can we get halfway through?
They finally stopped naming after Jungle Cats.
Yeah. What are they called now? I don't even know.
It was Maverick, and now this one is
Goose?
Yosemite, and then
Goose. It just dies right away. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Oh, it was a bad idea.
Oh, my computer's leaking.
My computer
transmission
died,
flutes.
And then Take My Breath Away will not stop playing.
Take My Breath Away.
Just God damn it. I found.
Oh, I did notice on the Top Gun. There's a Top Gun slot machine. It's not great, and the people that allowed their faces to be used. It's just you just get Charlie, Iceman, and Goose.
Nice.
Oh man.
No Maverick.
No Mav.
He's not that important. You get the words Maverick.
Yeah.
Okay. Along those same lines, I was flying back from Toronto, and on Air Canada, their entertainment system has classic TV shows.
Air Canada. You gotta say it right.
And one of them was Bosom Buddies. So I watched Bosom Buddies.
Oh, Bosom Buddies.
And the
awesome.
Original Bosom Buddies had the Billy Joel theme song, sung by a different person.
Yep.
This one has a completely different. Not even it's a completely different song sung by like you know Stephanie Mills or some like 80s.
Oh,
it's just a completely different song. But Bosom Buddies, it kind of holds up. Like it's
yeah.
fun.
Great.
It's
yeah, fun. Yeah. I think it's a lot of fun watching guys in drag. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But the jokes are silly and
somehow
and,
fool everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except for that part.
Yeah.
Except for the gender.
Well, there's
know,
that.
Yeah.
But
high neckline,
untopped
high neckline scarf. You're good to go.
Yeah, you're good.
They can't see your Adam's apple.
Yeah,
I don't know what
right
that
around.
Is. Yeah, you're good.
I mean, except for the part about
large, like fluffed out curly wigs that make you look like the stereotype of a secretary.
Okay, you know what?
Giant tootsie glasses.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it doesn't hold up. Maybe it doesn't hold up at all.
Well, that on that.
Oh,
level.
You're just using gender identity as a way to get cheap rent. Well, that's not respectful.
Yes, I guess it.
Okay.
Well,
not.
I mean, it's fair
maybe
though.
Not so much.
Anyway, some of the jokes that were not them in drag actually held up.
Okay. Yeah, well, I would say the worst example of that kind of thing, probably Soul Man, the movie, probably doesn't hold up.
Oh, we've talked about that before on the show. 100%. Like 1,000% does not hold
even
up.
Just, I remember seeing the poster as a kid and him doing the 80s shrug. Hey, look what happened. Look where I am. I don't know.
I need to do affirmative action, getting me into comedy.
Like, in your mind.
Holy shit. Like, as a camera seen that poster, I'm going, what are you doing?
In your mind, the shrug was invented December 31st, 1979. It's the 80s shrug.
It's on so many posters. It's been, I what think that's where it started. Do? What? There's like some boobs by his face. Like, whatever it is.
Blackface, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, Bernie's dead.
The reason, that we've, the reason that we've talked about that movie on here before is because
Chris wants to reboot it.
The, I don't.
And star.
Let's. I definitely do.
Oh, shit.
Ah, and here's what's awesome.
Not
I feel true. Like you and I are two guys in their 40s.
We are
two
guys.
Who look a little, maybe a little younger.
Sure.
You know, in my act, I say I think it looked more like a hard drinking 35, you know? But like, you should be that guy, and I'll be like your college buddy.
No, we
just
should
just to
not
make
be...
people scream. People like, what the fuck? Like, I just want to do it for just to do the what do you call it when you show it to an audience before
what
preview screening?
Yeah, preview screening.
A test screening.
Full of millennials yelling, "What the fuck!" at the screen.
You know,
that's all I want.
Listen, when you and I are both ready to completely give up our careers and have to live in seclusion, then we'll do that.
You're not there. I'm here. You're not there yet.
I mean, you could do it. You could.
I want to be living in a cabin.
You could build the show like Documentary Now on IFC, which is Armisen, Hader, and Seth Meyers. They have a show that sort of plays off all these classic documentaries, and they go in weird directions, et cetera, et cetera. But you could do a show where you're just playing off all these 80s movies that do not hold up.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I feel like that's more of a Nathan For You type of a thing than a Hardwick and Bronger
joint. You need someone that goes like that.
Yeah,
that far.
Yeah. Because
he goes, like, every time I watch his show, I'm just like, how far? Oh, my God. Like, he always goes so far.
But he's established that.
It's genius.
He now has the pass to be able to do shit like that because he has established that there are these weird comedy social experiments. But the thing about that movie that is truly baffling, particularly when weighed against, you know, where we're at culturally now, is that there is almost no fallout at the end for what he's done. He
of course
is basically
not.
He's basically used blackface to take a scholarship away from a deserving African American student.
Yeah.
And just because he's sorry at the end, James Earl Jones is like, all right, you seem sorry. We won't press charges. You can stay in school.
Amazing.
Like,
stay in school.
There would be YouTube videos of him being murdered
if
this were now.
Or at the very least, it would be kind of like what's happened with like Jared Leto, where it's like, you'll never see him again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you see him again, it'll be randomly on the street somewhere.
I don't think you mean Jared Leto. I think you mean Jared from Subway.
Fogel.
Really different people.
You'll never see Jared Leto
again.
Because
of the Joker?
Handsome Oscar winner.
Yeah, because he's going in Joker face. Joker face isn't cool.
That's what it is.
I just thought you meant that he would sink into every part he played. You'll never see Jared Leto.
No, but perhaps.
The Joker?
There's the positive version of that. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Big Pants. Big Pants Jared.
Oh, he'll be on Dateline when he gets
Well, but like, it's just going to, you know, he's going to get dealt with by the authorities, and he's going to fade away.
Or get murdered in prison,
you know.
I mean, there's a high likelihood
he'll
get killed in prison.
Or he'll be on Underage Dateline. Come on, guys.
Wait, but...
Underage Dateline.
No, because I thought we were just having fun.
That was a good joke, Chris.
No, it really just stopped the momentum.
Wait,
I
forget. Do they love pedophiles in prison, or do they hate them?
No, they
always forget. They hate them.
Not huge fans.
The guy could just mix it up. What?
Not huge.
Did you really think? Those are the most celebrated prison members.
They're not at all.
Well, in the prison hierarchy, it's them. White supremacists.
Well, if you're famous, they usually put you in isolation anyway, and they do that with pedophiles too. So he's going in like two isolated cells.
Yeah.
You know, like double.
He's going to have a time.
Yeah.
He's going to have a time.
Oh, my God. What else?
The transition.
Just get sad. Just get sad talking about it.
The transition.
Oh, God.
Wait. This helicopter's 18, right?
See, now that I can get behind.
Okay, good.
Literally.
Yes,
behind Airwolf.
Folks.
Behind Airwolf.
Come on, guys. That's where the tailbone.
Because there's no, you know. Opening in the front. That's all.
just shooting off into the rotors.
Splattering yourself with your own jizz.
There's no opening.
You're doing it wrong. That guy's watching another guy trying to teach him how to. You're doing it wrong.
The internet, there would be someone in the comment section
off,
of that.
Whoa.
Tell you all about how wrong you're doing.
The rotors have to be off. Believe you me, I have made that mistake far too often.
Just ask John Landis.
I'm on my third penis.
No, Matt, no. What did you just say?
I'm on my third penis. Just had the third one attached.
I'm on my third.
I keep, you know, that whoop, 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 whoop just turns me on. I get close. Again.
Well, I saw one guy lose his eye with by his own jizz fly back out of the. It's just like some redneck.
The velocity of it?
Yeah. Just the mechanic.
The redneck helicopter keep.
Yeah. Yeah. You okay? Yeah, he's just been taking payments on the slide to let people come in. And yeah.
He lives in that world where like someone's like, you know, finds the news article by random near him and is like, hey, you ever hear these? You seen a guy ever do it with a helicopter? Have I? Like, so many times.
No, you seem nervous.
What?
I'm not.
You fuck helicopters, not me.
I don't.
I only asked if you'd read this article. I didn't ever.
Because you're fucking them?
Sir, so you're
$100.
Obviously hiding something.
$100? $100? $100?
$100.
Sir,
shit,
everyone
can
hear you whispering and see you winking.
You want to fuck my helicopter?
There's a lot of light in this bar.
Hey, you want to fuck this helicopter?
Sir, please.
Come on, you want to fuck this helicopter?
That is a toy helicopter that my son made, and you crushed it. You've crushed it.
Worth it.
So are model kits the equivalent of blow-up dolls for helicopter fuckers?
Come on, they are. Look, I mean, you can build your own helicopter. Maybe one that's your own body size. You know, you can weird science it. It's not even that weird. I mean, it's weird.
There is a house a couple streets over from the studio here that in the driveway under a tarp, there's a helicopter.
That's
really?
Amazing.
Yes.
Where?
That's great.
On, I want to say it's on Waring, possibly Willoughby. It's one of those like helicopters that James Bond flew in. You Only Live Twice. You know, like
oh yeah, that tiny one.
Yeah, the little tiny helicopter. Yeah. But it's like its rotors are up and covered in a
that's
tarp.
That's rad.
And I'm just
awesome.
Like,
that's really awesome.
These people have a fucking helicopter in their truck.
I just see that guy like walking outside and there's a traffic jam. He goes, "So long, suckers!" And he takes off and immediately runs it into the house next to his house.
Or
like
it's just,
immediately,
just really
power
just
smash.
For blocks really, really rich white trash people. Just like the helicopter up on blocks. The front. The hood's always open.
Gotta get new skid pants.
You hear them yelling at each other. I told you to buy us a truck. I didn't buy. Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm too rich.
How drunk was I?
Oh, shit. Oh. Just a swimming pool full of helicopters that he bought while he was drunk.
He keeps accidentally buying helicopters when he's drunk.
How do you just buy a helicopter? Trying to understand the mechanics of how that bit works.
Learn to fly it before you buy it.
No. You learn to fly it, Dad.
If I ever had a shit ton of money and had like and was on late night eBay, bullshit I would buy.
Oh my God, man.
Oh,
bullshit
God.
I would buy.
Dora needs to put a child safety lock on eBay for you.
That is a thing, though, because, I mean, I knew someone who worked at a firm and all they did was sell huge pieces of art that were just insanely expensive, and it was like their whole year would be based on selling one painting. It's an office full of people. Yeah. So I think if you go with a long bomb and create like a QVC, but for like, it's a stretch Tesla, like insane shit, just for people that are super rich.
And you gotta,
and just hoping you can catch them when they come back from like a benefit and they've had a few too many glasses of champagne.
You air it at 1:43 a.m.
Yeah.
Because you would have to sell.
Yeah, it's a G6 with your face in the front.
Infinitely less stuff to make your.
We'll wrap this G6 in whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Your face here.
Your face, your wife's face, your mistress's face, Airwolf's face.
People, and it's people can call in and say whatever they want. Yeah. I'm a dick painted on it. You can,
you
sir.
Can, sir.
You
no
certainly
problem.
Can.
You know, Matt, airplanes going in helicopter face is generally frowned upon. So nice try.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm wondering.
Check out my new movie, Soul Plane.
That is a movie.
There it goes.
It works for so
nice
many
work.
Reasons. Starring C. Thomas Howell
as Blackface Jones. We're not even tiptoeing around it anymore.
It's not. This
we
is
are
what it is.
Leaning
this
in.
Is what it is
for the pure racism.
I wonder if C. Thomas Howell has the same kind of stigma that like guys who lend their faces to like, you know, there used to be those billboards for. Like
STD tests?
STD tests, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It was like, it's hard not to.
Blair, what's his name?
Underwood?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He was the one. I mean, it was cool to like, get tested and stuff, but his face was just everywhere.
But there were ones that were specifically for like that, like their faces were the whatever clip art thing they were.
Oh, yeah.
With,
so they were just like, they're not famous, but they.
Right.
Yeah.
I know this wouldn't benefit eBay to do this, but you should be able to go into the settings and lock yourself out at certain times of night where you're more likely to make.
Or like a court-ordered breathalyzer to get eBay to work.
Yes.
You just have to blow into it.
To your internet, to get your internet to work.
eBay and Amazon's lobbyists would fight tooth and nail against that. Tooth and nail. They would spin that somehow and be like, it's Americans' right. And have like a press conference where they're all just drinking.
Look at
like,
these lives that have been ruined and it's just guys sitting in helicopters just like, I have that.
Helicopters that are on the ground on blocks in the front of a house.
Damn you, eBay.
Keep driving.
Why?
I'm just standing next to the lawgiver statue from Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Damn you.
It was late.
How much time in between albums? Like, how long were you touring before you were ready to do your album?
That one came last year. The company that I was producing it with had like one spot left, and it was that thing of, we didn't know you were ready. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that kind of thing. So I didn't really, I was just lucky that I had all this stuff. I usually go between a year and a half, 2 years between albums or specials, generally speaking. That's not, I don't do the Louis thing, you know, where it's just.
No, that's very difficult.
Or Bill Burr does the same thing. And it, you know, it's not difficult if it's all you do. That's all you do. But I'm like, you know, I try to create shows. I have a digital series coming out on Comedy Central pretty soon that I shot that took like a year and a half to get put together and everything, called White Flight. That's about the year white people are no longer the majority in America.
Yep.
This guy, Dan, who's basically the de facto leader and CEO of America. Think like Zuckerberg meets Walmart.
Yep.
It's like a good old boy kind of guy. He teleports all white people into Canada, absorbing that as the new United States. And just to be like, we're not leaving all you folks of color behind. No, we're leaving an emissary every 25 miles. So my guy, Gary, out of work actor, wakes up to find his girlfriend's gone and he's the only white person in Los Angeles.
That's amazing.
And they don't give him enough information and it's all just spin. And it's a little Twilight Zone-ish. It's like a hilarious Black Mirror episode. But like by the end of the sixth episode, you get it. You see why
it's also
it all
a literal
happened.
Black Mirror.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But like I developed it with a bunch of other comedians of color, basically, as well as my co-writer Kevin Avery, who writes on Last Week Tonight, and we got this great director named Misha Ganatra. So it was kind of this very collaborative effort.
And I think it's very important, and also just sort of using the idea, even kind of going back to Soul Man, I assume it was probably written by white people.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think if you are gonna come close to race at all, I think it's very important to not to have people of that race.
Oh, absolutely. That was rule one for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, because I sat down with Solomon Giorgio and Hasan Minhaj and a bunch of other people and said like, how would you deal with Gary? Would you like him? Would you feel sorry for him? Would you hate him? And it was this thing of from different people's perspectives and their cultural backgrounds and what they've had. And then Kevin and I sat down, Kevin, who's black, and I wrote it. But it was that thing. I was like, there's no way I'm writing this idea by myself.
Right.
And it was that kind, like we talked about before, like writing what you want to write. It was just kind of the silliest idea I could think of. Like what would change? Like what if you just teleported them all and kind of, you know, and how are we going to communicate, blah, blah, blah. What would be, it's not that futuristic in terms of people's clothing. Mm-hmm. I thought about asking everyone to shave a couple little like lines on the side of their heads because that's like somehow completely normal and mainstream.
Well,
but it's just
Star Trek pointy.
Yeah, it's just like whatever. We did some stuff with technology, but you know, for the most part, it was really about kind of race relations in a sense and stuff and who benefits through different
things. So it's like a comedy White Man's Burden.
Maybe, but wasn't White Man's Burden a comedy, though? I thought that was hilarious. No one else laughed at that?
No. That was a very...
Oh, I thought that was just a clumsy, horrifically bad
Man's
metaphor.
Burden had some Dave Matthews on the
unfortunately, Harry Belafonte landed his visage to.
Going back and then looping it back around, Dave Matthews, crash.
Oh, well,
nice. Me, yeah. That is the best song about crashing into someone because they're of another race than you. And I want that to be in someone's head.
Pack up your trunk a little more. it's just like reappropriating Dave Matthews songs for car fuckers.
Oh, yeah. Or helicopter fuckers.
Matt could do it.
I could.
Matt
won't
would be
do
able
to respect the man too much.
What? Mm. Under the table and dreaming of fucking a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
A fucking helicopter. He fought tooth and nail to keep a fucking helicopter, and then record company finally won out.
Ants go marching away from my car fucking. Come on, guys. Come on,
you
guys.
Can do this all day.
Guys.
It's not called ants go marching. It's called ants marching, Chris.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, lose the go. Ants marching.
Wait, but was it originally the Dave Matthews band of guys who fuck helicopters?
Yeah, that was the
because that's
early,
what I thought
early,
all along.
Yeah,
before we even had this conversation.
When Dave first started playing at Miller's in Virginia and got together Leroy and Carter, yeah, it was called. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
There was a helicopter.
Have you ever
section.
Seen a guy fuck a helicopter? He does that kick and dance that Dave does. A lot of kicking, a lot of spinning.
Happy feet.
Is he touring again? He's touring again soon, isn't he?
He just finished. He just finished a summer tour.
Did you go?
No, I missed it.
What? Why?
I was out of town. Where was I? My bachelor party weekend got scheduled.
How was it?
It was good. It was great.
What'd you do? You played golf?
Played golf. Went to Foxwoods in Connecticut.
Hey, I've played Foxwoods.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, that course shouldn't cost $200.
Talk about white man's burden.
Yeah. That Foxwoods is where I had my showdown with all the bachelorette parties of the world.
No!
Four at once.
Were you at comics?
Four at once.
This is a public service announcement. If you're having a bachelor party, don't go to a comedy show.
Matt, it was a test of my worth.
I came out on top, but like I was backstage, and the manager's like, "Hey, look, I can't throw them all out. I am sorry." That was his exact words. Because every comic before me, "Fuck you!" Like they're yelling and crazy, and I just went out there and just started screaming at them, and like, you know, that developed that whole bit I have off of Shovel Fighter. That was if you ever seen a bachelor party, seen another bachelorette party, it's like they divide the room like a game of Risk. You know, it's just like our queen will kill your queen. Yes. They hate each other. Yes. They're all of the dick tribe.
You got to take away their tiaras and dick straws.
You have to.
Oh, my God.
And get them to focus.
I was walking by that Comics, which is the club in Foxwoods, and I saw a bachelorette party going in, and I just was like, oh,
I feel
so bad.
Yeah.
It's such a bummer for comedy.
I've had good, like, well-behaved ones. I think the word is out now that you got to shut up and don't go if you don't want to see this person. You just want to talk. But I feel like it's always a saboteur that gets followers from the group. You know what I mean? It's always a girl who is like, "I'm the funny one at work, and I don't want this person, him or her, talking on stage.
The problem,
I want to talk."
The problem is that you have somewhat of a responsibility as a comedy audience to be a part of the audience.
Absolutely.
And that is innately opposing to the idea of a bachelorette party, which is – and it should be. Let's make it all about this woman who's getting married. Let's make it all about them.
Yeah.
And you can't go into a comedy show with the mindset of let's make it all about me.
No.
You can't unless you're the comic.
Right. Well, you have to because you're steering the boat.
Yeah.
You know, it is about you, but it's if you're in the audience, there can't be another person that's
no es bueno. Oh, I just got shivers.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna do some club dates in January. So because I'm shooting my special in January.
Oh, sweet.
And I'm gonna.
Do you know where you're shooting it?
I'm going to shoot it at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
And so, but leading up to it, I'm going to do a week at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington.
Oh, yeah,
and a week at Zany's in Nashville. Two
nice.
Great clubs.
Amazing clubs.
I've done Zany's in Nashville.
It's
like,
a great club. Both great clubs.
Have you not done the Comedy Attic?
No.
Oh, go do it.
You really should.
Yeah, go do it.
Bloomington's a great town.
Yeah.
And it's a good club, and it's very well run, and the audiences are great.
Yeah.
Getting back into that mode of like, oh yeah, there's gonna be like bachelorette parties and shit, and I'm gonna have to, you know,
yeah, probably not at the. Yes, you'll get them at Zany's, but
yes,
probably not at the comedy. Probably not. No. It's just because it's a place for comedy nerds.
But you'll definitely get them at the Palace of Fine Arts.
Just hanging out outside.
Hey!
They're not when you people who don't know, it's like when you run a taping, you hire a publicist that finds like crowdsources your fans
yep.
for you, so you can have the best special you possibly can have. Every seat is full. Somehow at Chris's special, there's like
17 bachelorette parties.
I don't know. I'm just going to go in here. They don't even know what the show is.
Where do I get drinks?
What is this nerd shit? Talk about The Walking Dead.
I know you. I know you from something. I know that you just keep hearing that in the audience.
Did you fuck Jenny McCarthy?
I know.
This is my third marriage. I'm older. I just had to give you some context. I had to give you some context about the person that would know to ask that.
I've gotten that on the street before where someone's like, what do I know you for? From and you're like this the other, and they're like, no, it's like, I'm not gonna fucking keep going.
Yes.
Leave me alone. Like, you're getting that on stage.
I had a
you're
woman,
like, I don't know.
I had a woman who swore that I was a session guitarist in Orlando.
You should have said,
I was like,
you are. I'm starting that rumor right now. Myra's a session guitarist.
In Orlando.
Orlando.
Did we work
only
a session
there.
In Orlando together?
Only there.
Like, you would have been in Orlando,
I mean,
though.
I've been to Orlando.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you
guitar.
What it was, Matt. I'll tell you what it was. It was that week you guys went to Disney World for 8 days. She was probably there, saw you there every day, and was like, well, this guy must work here. She filled in a lot of the blanks.
What do you got going the rest of the year? You got going the rest of the year, Myra? Oh, I got a couple club dates. I'm doing a theater with a couple other guys.
Because,
and
Matt,
then I'm going to go to Orlando and lay some hot tracks down.
It's too close.
Then fly home.
It's too close to the things that you actually do, your guitars and Disney World.
It was interesting that, like, it wasn't like my parents live in Orlando, A.
Oh, perfect.
You know, there I have two guitars in storage in Orlando.
Nice.
Like, it was weirdly like.
Maybe
my
she's
brain
like a.
Like, what don't I remember?
She might be a proximity psychic where she gets pieces of information and then just sort of puts them together.
Or she's just a shitty psychic that, like, only knows part of it and tries to fill in the rest.
Well, guys,
you're on a radio show.
Part of it was that
it's on the radio. It's not. It's a podcast.
No, it's a podcast.
It's not.
Nope, it's a radio show.
Well,
part of it was I did have a guitar on my back. So,
well, there's that.
I mean, there was that.
Matt is kind of a sessions podcaster.
Yeah.
He pops up on a lot of different.
12 I'm doing this week.
Are you?
I'm
oh,
doing
wow.
12 podcasts doing? This week.
Holy shit.
You? Oh, my God, Matthew. Fucking nuts.
That's nutbags.
I'm just like the Tony Randall of Los Angeles podcasting.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Can you do this?
Yeah, all right.
Are you. So you do like a year and a half to because yeah because I'm just trying to gauge for my next special, like, you know, because I have a couple of bits that I've been doing for a couple of years.
Yeah, and you want to dump them?
I want to dump them, but I'm like, do I put them on? I mean, the special.
Yeah.
The special is for the collection of material you've been doing for the last couple of years.
Sure.
So you can kind of move on, but I don't know. I don't know if I want. But then are people who came to the show going to be like, well, I saw that you saw you do that bit in?
Nah. I mean, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we overthink that. Too much. I think it's kind of about, like, I was lucky with this one where I had a relationship fall through and, like, just had a bunch of material that I needed to dump that was about
that's the
all
true,
of that.
That's the true luck know? Of a comedian.
Yay. We're back together now. We live together now, so it's fine. But it's like, it was this kind of really sparse, sad year that I got a lot of funny shit out of. You know what I mean?
Hey, I was kidding when I called you a piece of shit on stage.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, gee, luckily, it wasn't any of that.
Oh,
but
good.
It was surreal when I went home to Portland. We had like a viewing party and she was with me and she's just like, all these jokes are about me. I'm like, hey, whatever, you know? It was in a good way. You know, it wasn't like, oh, this dumb. It was kind of like, my thing was always like, what's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? Kind of thing. You know,
yeah.
Like as you get older, you kind of, it's that is it Jung? Is that you say his name? The psych.
Oh, Jung.
Jung, thank you. Yeah, Carl Jung. His thing was like, what you hate about yourself, or hate about other people, you probably just hate about yourself.
Right.
And if you apply that to so many situations, you're like, oh, yeah, that was my fuck up.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're a young man, you're like, oh, fuck you,
also,
man.
I think it can be also unfair to talk about, you know, to talk about literal relationship things the way they have in it. Because you can't. And of course, as a comic, you want to process everything that you go through.
Sure.
And we all have breakups. Mm-hmm. And so naturally, you're like, well, I want to talk about those breakups. But then I think like, well, but that's not really fair because then the other person isn't there to defend themselves. And
right.
There are two sides to it.
Well, and it depends. Know. Like, was this person a shitbag? And she certainly wasn't.
Right.
If she was, sure. You know what I mean? It's it's that thing of there. I find a lot of guys who date female comedians get really pissed at the girls saying specific things
right.
when it's something shitty they did. You know what I mean? And it's like, but you shouldn't have done that. Hey, but she shouldn't talk about that. So, well, no, you gave that to her.
She shouldn't pull the mask off.
By cheating on her, you gave her that. You
yeah,
know
but
mean?
Why is she going to talk about that
exactly,
on stage?
Exactly.
Well, because you did a really horrible thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if people do really piece of shitty things.
Then you have that to run with if you want to.
Exactly,
for sure.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
It is, I mean, if you can tell when someone has an agenda. One of my, God, this is kind of out of nowhere, but it just made me think of it. One of my favorite Los Angeles moments of all time. I was at jury duty, and this is when I was about to shoot my last special, not this one, but it was a couple years ago. And they do that thing, and it was this amazing judge, just like old guy, full head of silver hair, just a handsome guy that was like, well, we're going to take your, if you have any reasons why you don't think you can do jury duty, you just, you know, we'll call on you. And we, of course, everyone raises their fucking hand. They come to me. I'm like, oh, I'm taping a comedy special. And we have this date locked. And so I could do it before that or after that, but not this weekend. And he's like, well, all right. Okay, cool. And so then other people had things. And Lorenzo Lamas stands up.
What?
Lorenzo Lamas is dressed in like a Patagonia shirt buttoned all the way to the neck.
Oh, wow.
Because he saw that's how the kids do it.
Not Renegade style.
And not Renegade style. Not open to the waist. And
there was a Native American guy
upper, all the way up or all the way down.
He had his hair dyed what I'll call Ronald Reagan black.
Okay. Wow.
Jet black, like a hat his hair was. And a faux hawk.
Yeah.
And stands up and goes, well, Your Honor, I have to take care of my children. They're living with me right now. And my bitch from hell ex-wife. And the judge cuts him right off and goes, let's just go with ex-wife. It's like my favorite moment. he was like trying to win the judge over.
Like hey, you like, know what it's
you know
like,
how
right,
bitches
Your Honor,
are, right?
You know
you
what
know
it's
how terrible
like.
Women are?
No, now yeah, you're on nine juries. Fuck you.
But he said it smiling, and it's obvious this judge could just roll with anything, but he's just like, let's just go with ex-wife.
Yeah.
Like, huge laugh in the courtroom.
That's really
it was
funny.
So good.
So did Lorenzo, what was Lorenzo Lamas'
I don't know. I got released. I don't know if Double L did or not. I'm not sure.
Double L. Oh my god.
But it was
so
like,
you did get released.
I did. Mm-hmm. I've never served on a jury. I've always been cut loose.
Yeah, it is sort of funny and with entertainment in particular because it's very dicey because you're not allowed to use work as an excuse.
Yeah, no.
But it really is an excuse.
Sure.
Especially when hundreds of people can't work if you don't work.
Oh, exactly.
And you know, if you're shooting a comedy special, it's like, well, $200,000 to produce a special just went away.
I've signed a contract
that
I will be.
Yeah, work's not an excuse. No, but it really
you
is.
You don't understand.
I can't call in sick. Do
any
you understand?
Other day.
I cannot call in
Once
sick.
Once I shoot this thing, I will be on the murder trial for 3 months if you need me.
Well, guys, the fine for skipping jury duty is a grand. Get over it. Pay it.
What?
Skip it. Pay the fine and call
they can
it
put you in jail, though.
Yeah, they can.
Goes
they
on
won't.
A record.
They won't.
Goes on
they
your
can,
record.
They won't. I don't know about this guy. This guy with his don't worry about
guys,
it smile.
Don't, it's fine.
Damn it, Myra. Got me in jail again.
No, I lucked out last time. I was. I never actually had to show up. I kept calling very late at night to see if I had. To
I got
show
lucky
up.
Too. I've had to. I've got call. I've gotten called twice. Once. I ended up having to go on my birthday. I was on my birthday. But then I didn't have to go
did
back.
Tell the judge
that.
It was your birthday?
No.
Did the judge say, are there any birthdays in the house tonight?
Chris came in and yelled, it's my birthday. Just into the silence.
Oh, my God. Judge Willard Scott, I think we're going to be okay on this one. and then the other time I got called in, and then I called.
Yeah.
And I was sweating because, you know, with that midnight, I literally cannot
no,
call in.
Your schedule.
I have no
way.
If I'm sick, like it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
I have to be there.
Totally.
And it's very difficult. But then you just said, I was nervous about having to try to explain that.
Right.
Because then I just knew I would sound like an arrogant asshole. Like,
totally.
No, you understand, I'm not replaceable. I'm like, what do you mean you're not? Well it's just, no one can fill in.
Yeah,
the judge was like, why don't you get Tom Lennon? Oh, fuck.
He knows. He's familiar.
He's shooting The Odd Couple, sir.
Well, I'm only say because he produces it as well. Am I wrong? God damn it. You know everything. Your Honor, how the hell do you know all this?
Shit. Yeah, but it is, you know, it is terrifying when you're like, please get. I kind of wish there was an option for people. If you cannot serve because of work, just say, just give me community service. Like, I'll just fill that. I'll just go on a weekend.
Yeah.
I'll go pick up trash or I'll go.
Something
can
else.
Can I serve my community in another
right,
way?
Right.
But a lot of people are seriously fucked if I don't go to work.
Totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't.
Just
it
ask
doesn't.
Them to plan it around a hiatus.
Well, you can keep kicking it into
deferring it.
You can keep deferring it a couple. Well, not keep. You can do that a couple times.
Have you ever had that thing where you get a speeding ticket or like a run a stop sign ticket or whatever.
I obey the rules.
You go in the hope that you contest it in the hope that the cop
won't show
up.
Yeah,
I did that and the cop showed up.
Oh, like, motherfucker!
And he was cool about it. He's like, I get it. He's like, would you just you want to do traffic school and then you won't take the hit? And I'm like, done.
Yeah.
So I just paid for traffic school and just took it from my computer.
Well,
great.
The thing that
I was glad he was nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad he wasn't like, why am I here?
Nah. You said the thing about getting on a murder trial for 3 months. So that is an enormous.
Oh yeah.
That because I don't know how you beg your my career will be over if I don't go to work for 3 months.
My first jury duty summons in Chicago, I went wearing a velour sweatsuit and didn't shower. And was, you know, just in the, you're an idiot, you know, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to tell them I don't like other races. I can never say that.
Right. Right.
Under oath.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, the velour suit says it all.
But like,
that's funny. I can't say it unless I'm under oath.
Oh, there you go. Because then you're being real.
Come
you're being real.
On, man.
Hey, he's
Come
honest on. About it. Mira's honest about his
violent. It's Myra, God damn it.
About his violent racism and about how I mispronounce everyone's name. Sorry.
That's all right, problem.
It was a murder trial. This guy had was accused of killing like 5 people, and he had a team of lawyers. And I think he was in a gang or something. And the judge is like, "Oh, so what do you do?" I'm like, "Oh, I wait tables." He's like, "Oh, do you have like a vocation of some kind?" It was like, "Oh, I'm a comedian. I play the road occasionally." He's like, "Oh," and sat up, was like, "Any jokes for us about what's going on?" And I'm like, "Not right now, man. Like multiple murders. Got to give me a second to write something."
Sure, if this guy kills one more, he gets a free murder.
Yeah, right.
Come on, guys.
Come on, make it. What's wrong, pussy? Make it a baker's dozen.
Tip your bailiffs.
It was just that, no, I don't have a joke about people getting killed.
Please don't make me go through this to write material.
It's the worst example of like, you know, the biggest version of like a family member at a family reunion. It's just like, hey, Matt, tell us a joke. Do a joke.
I'm good, thanks, guys.
Do a joke. Come on. Do a joke. I told you about my UTI. Really, do a joke about that.
Doesn't really.
No.
Doesn't
no,
really.
It's almost like the relative. But it's almost like trying to, like, thinking that you can take something really horrible.
Yeah.
You got any ISIS jokes? No. Oh, not at all.
Roll it into something magical.
Yeah. Nope.
Do I ever, guys?
Nope. Yeah. No. Here's the podcast crash.
No.
But then Matt tells an ISIS joke. We get super turned on and fuck each other.
Oh, totally. Yeah. In a helicopter.
Yeah. Just tying everything all together.
The thing about ISIL is...
No! Shut up! We are almost
I call them by what they want to be called.
You said it, Myra.
You said it, at Matt Myra, at Matt Myra on Twitter. What was that for?
That was just the return of a text that needed to be returned.
Hey, how you feeling, by the way?
About what?
You're getting married in a few weeks.
Not sleeping well.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Both of you guys.
I know.
Do you know when yours is going to happen?
It'll either be late summer or in the winter next year, just depending on schedules and venue, like where we can do it.
I went to a wedding over the weekend in Pioneertown in California. It was fantastic.
In Burbank.
Sounds hot.
No, Pioneertown out near Palm Desert. No, Joshua Tree.
Oh, I don't know Pioneer.
Yeah, it's
Oh, I was thinking of the train village.
No. Roy Rogers built it, evidently, because he just couldn't get enough of cowboy everything. So it's like an old
stay on brand
street.
That's what I say.
Right. But there's a place you can rent that has basically this ring. Actually, it's like a heart shape of like old rusted out cans. It sounds terrible, but it looks really cool.
Okay.
And as the sun goes down, like they set up like a little village there with just hanging lights and everything, and the temperature just gets perfect, and it was really amazing. Is Mike Bridenstine, you know?
Oh,
Mike,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Married
for you. I
his girlfriend Victoria.
Our wedding is in Vegas outside at night.
Oh, nice.
So
it's
October,
an outdoor desert wedding.
The idea is
same thing.
By the time the sun drops,
yep,
it's gonna be like perfect.
It was great.
71 degrees. Mm-hmm. So
it was super great.
That's really cool.
Do you have plans? Are you gonna do it on a spaceship? Come on, guy.
Stick with the brand.
Only if I can fuck that spaceship.
Can I fuck the spaceship tailpipe?
Have you chosen which Doctor Who is going to perform the ceremony for you?
Well, I think Capaldi would be a hard question because they all have qualities that would really be fun. I think Capaldi would be a good
good all around
administrator of wedding services. We wanted to do it at Hearst Castle, but the problem is that you can't. It's a historical monument, so you can't have that many people there at one time.
Yeah, and you have to ride that shuttle up. Like you can't take your car.
And there's not a lot of places to stay there.
No.
Like you'd have to.
There's like the San Simeon Motel, and that's
or you'd stay at maybe the Madonna Inn and like bus people up. But
well, if her great grandfather was still alive, he'd just build a hotel.
He would, but he's not. but it was the thing where we really wanted to do that, and then. I think the ideas that you have in your mind, like, oh, we just want like a nice intimate wedding, but then you realize, oh, but by the time you invite all of your family,
yep,
that's like 100 people.
Oh, easily.
And then on top of that, then you can't just invite some of your friends and not all of your friends. So I think we're just going to do it in LA and be able to invite everyone and keep it simple. And because I didn't want to. No offense to Matt, I don't want this to sound like a slight. I didn't want to expect everyone to have to go somewhere.
Right, right, right.
For Matt, that's in the middle slight, of the country makes sense slight. Because they have family in Boston, so they people
sure.
would have
well,
to travel.
Well, it's the East Coast, West Coast thing.
Yeah. It doesn't matter where. Yeah, you got so much family over there.
You know, and then I don't have to like deal with the fact that I don't have to entertain, worry about what people are up to on the weekend if they're in LA and I'm here and I got to be like, well, are you guys okay? What do you need to do?
Family member, family loves Vegas. Like everyone's family, like extended family.
Gets excited they just want to go to Vegas.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's just like this exciting wonderland. And
they never get to go to, have a wedding.
This lit up.
Many meals provided.
Greed pit we're used to. You know?
Matt really just wants everyone to play like the Cheers slot machine.
There's four of them left.
Wow.
They're at the Palazzo. Okay. Right by the Mario Batali, Joe Bastianich album. No, they're at the Palazzo.
It must be a licensing. It must be a licensing thing.
No, it's not.
What is it then?
It's they cycle out machines. Here's the problem. You remember when we went and there were Back to the Future machines everywhere?
Yeah,
yeah.
Margaritaville is the only place that has them now.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. They just cycle them out so much.
What
got to bring in the fucking Gremlins.
What a predictable
machine.
Juxtaposition so of IP, Jimmy Buffett and Back to the Future.
Is that why I have not been able to find a Simon & Simon slot machine?
Or
a Remington Steel?
Or just a guy jerking off to an Airwolf slot machine? It's got a slot! It's way more fuckable than the helicopter!
The guy jerking off to the machine has his own slot machine.
He does.
He's airbrushed on the side.
He can look at the picture of the thing and still have a slot.
The one-armed bandit is his wiener.
And let coins hit his balls as they come out.
You don't even pull it down. You just pull,
pull it.
Pull it out. And it jizzes coins. It really will hurt you.
Well, only
it'll hurt you.
Only
really
if
bad.
He only if he bets max.
Silver dollar.
If he's betting max, then that's
then where, you get the
just don't put your face in front of it if you bet max. A guy lost his life.
You get three.
Just
you get,
it, it you get, tore off the top of his head. The force of the silver dollars flying out of there. It sounds like a Gatling gun. Oh, people screaming.
If you get three Airwolves in a row, it unlocks the jizz bonus.
Yes! Finally!
A rubbery face of an Airwolf helicopter comes out and just sucks you. Just goes right down on you. And it's not built well. It kind of comes out slowly. Doesn't really do it that well. Just, oh! This thing, and I can't get out of my chair. The chair's just pushing you towards it.
Thank you for the blowjob, ALS duck.
Old grandpa who just thought he'd play a slot machine is getting his dick sucked by a helicopter in front of his grandkids. Get this thing off of me. Just burying punches in the slot machine.
It's weird, like, no.
It's not a well-made machine.
Oh, boy.
They didn't get all the funding they should have gotten.
One of my favorite reactions, like, it's like Matt has a great laugh, and I love when he laughs, but I also like when he's just tickled. Tickled is sort of fun, because he just...
Yeah.
He just is like, he just plays
with
it.
Imagining a duck in a little wheelchair. Hey, everybody, it's ALS Duck.
Hey, guys. Look who it is. We got a machine so we can communicate, but it just says quack, quack,
just quack, quack, quack. Doesn't do anything. This is stupid. That was that that old Dave Chappelle joke about Aquaman has the worst power. There he's like, you know, he talks to fish, but fish are stupid. Hey, fish.
Hi, Aquaman.
What's going on around here? Evildoers?
Hi, Aquaman.
That's like my favorite.
God damn it.
Yeah, if only we could talk to the animals, what would they say? They keep saying they want to eat and fuck. That's all they say. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess there's nothing else?
Well, they want to fuck you and eat you.
Yeah, that's it.
Just like on the cover of Big Dumb Animal.
Nice turnaround.
The album by Matt Bronger,
yay,
which is out now.
It is out.
Bronger!
Yeah.
It's so much fun to have you on.
Dude, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. I love listening to the show and all the hijinks. It's fun to come in and be a part of it. You know?
So, Ding Donger with Matt Bronger.
Yep.
Is the podcast. Big Dumb Animal is the album.
On Netflix.
And on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then
White Flight will be coming out probably later this year. And then there's a couple other projects in the works. But, you know, I think that's the next thing that I'm really
fantastic.
Psyched for.
And you're just at Bronger on Twitter, right?
That's right. Yeah, just my name.
Bronger.
Yeah. Just like at is Matt Bronger. Yeah.
Oh,
Matt.
That's.
I thought it was a great idea in 2009. Now it's meh.
I think it works.
It's okay.
At Bronger.
I would have liked at Myra. That's great. Why didn't I think of that?
Thinking it was Mira, they would have gotten it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could check to see if
and it, and I would say at like at Myra, it just looks like some Chantus pop singer's name.
I you know what I mean?
She's
like,
opening up for Taylor Swift. She's only known as
guaranteed.
She's only
it's
known
the
as Myra.
Spanish language daytime television tabloid.
I'm sure.
Myra owns
Myra.
You are being connected to the internet.
Connect.
Let's see who it is. Still trying to connect.
Network not great in the old podcast room.
How do we get anything done around here?
God, it's like fucking, we're on an internet show. We can't even get internet.
Fucking makes me want to come.
Wait, what?
Sorry.
Wait,
guys?
What?
Guys?
I was upset. What?
So why would so mad? I just want to makes me want to come.
Chief marketing officer for business card.
That's I want you to say that like to your teenage kids someday. Just out loud, just not to them. Just about to, this fucking computer. I'm so mad I could come right now. Dad, don't say that. Even if you mean it.
When
I mean, I could just go out in the garage and come. I'm so mad.
I could just go. Your mother makes me want to come.
It makes me.
I'm so god damn it.
When did she?
Your mother makes me angry in a good way. You know. You understand, kids? No, Dad.
When did she join Twitter? When did she join Twitter?
Oh, this is a bummer. She only joined in 2013.
Fuck! I could have had it.
Oh, you could have had it.
Could have had it for 4 years.
And you're just as lovely and lithe as she is.
I feel great about it.
She's pretty rad, though. Chief Marketing Officer for Business Card at JP Morgan Chase.
Okay.
Happy mom and wife. TEDx lover. Experimental chef.
TEDx lover. Go fuck yourself, Myra.
She's probably called Mira.
I
was talking to myself.
She has 3,095 followers, so I don't think you're going to be able to convince her to
Let's
give
get that.
No, that's a
what
burgeoning business.
What if I gave her all my followers?
So you just do a swap.
She want 100,000 followers? She can have them.
There you go.
Really?
I'll take that name.
I don't know if this lady wants Matt Myra as a Twitter handle.
Yeah, good point. Good point, Chris.
Yeah, and I can't tell where the name comes from, if her name is Mira or if her last name is...
She's probably like a Sorvino type.
She's probably like just a beast in the workspace, and no one knows her last name.
You know what I mean? Like, she just goes by
Look,
one
this
name.
Is a problem we cannot solve. We got to call in Myra. No, it's too early. It's too early.
Not yet.
She'll eat us alive.
I wonder how she pronounces that. The way it's written or the way I pronounce it?
Probably Mira. I bet it's Mira. Right? Because Myra's not common a pronunciation, is it?
Right, but the English people always get it correct. Right?
Oh.
Because it does follow, if you follow the rules of English grammar, a vowel with a consonant and then another vowel, that first vowel is long.
Myra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they get it.
That's true.
Mate Myra.
And they invented the language.
Matthew Myra.
Like, you sound like a newscaster in England.
And tonight, Matthew Myra murders a young woman to get her Twitter handle.
And fucks a helicopter after this.
The latter we approve.
The helicopter to get the Twitter handle?
Yeah, no, that's part of the deal.
You mean I get to fuck the helicopter?
Exactly. See, I'm negotiating for you.
You're going to do it anyway. You might as well get
just
a Twitter
act
handle.
Like
out
you
of
won't
it.
Be into it. Stick with me, kid.
Yeah. All right. I think this lady who has this Twitter handle is cooler than you are, though, so I don't think you're going to get it back.
I mean,
not hard, Chris.
Her picture's like in black and white. Looks like a model.
I get it. Mine's real dumb. It's just me.
I'm just saying.
And I got Tom Brady as my banner.
Do you really?
Yes.
Just go to Glamour Shots.
Why not?
Would you go to Glamour Shots?
I'm actually surprised it's not Chappie, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that was a fun bit I did for a little while.
I know, but you hammered it home on the show. I think you should be
there. He is.
Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Belichick.
They're looking
Smiley Bill. Smiley Bill Belichick.
It looks like they're watching a guy fuck a helicopter.
Yeah. In the sky.
No, they're just watching that score go up because the Pats are the best, dude.
How's he holding on to that? Don't ask.
Don't you think that would happen to Rocketeer? Like, he would sort of start getting mental about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I only understand other things that fly.
Yeah, I got to fly into this thing.
I got to fly. Yeah.
And I don't remember that song. If I could fly, I'd dig you up. I'd take you into the night and show you love. The song is basically about taking a woman in the sky and fucking her.
Is that what it
is? Like, that's what the song is about.
I think
the first line of the song.
Airwolf.
First line of the song. She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone. They say.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. She's underage.
Into the stratosphere where law does.
Yeah, yeah.
It still applies.
Yeah.
That is universal law.
We're gonna go over international.
You can't take your sexy little young cousin, Myra, to fucking Mars because there's water there now.
Yo, there's water up here. We can fuck up here. I'm trying to understand the logic between
she
any of that.
She only fucks by a body of water.
Okay, so I could take my underage cousin to Mars because there's water now and that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not okay, but that's his plan.
She's just 16 years old.
Leave her alone. Unless you're on Mars.
Take her to Mars.
They say.
Who's they? Why would they say that?
Who's saying that?
You know what they say. Take your 16-year-old cousin to Mars.
You can both have sex.
On Mars.
Tale as old as time.
Yeah. Song as old as rhyme.
Beauty and the Beast.
All right. Enjoy your burrito.
Burrito.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.